USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. We're learning more about Audrey Hale, the 28-year-old woman who killed six people inside an elementary school in Nashville yesterday. Police Chief John Drake says authorities have talked to the woman's parents.
And we've determined that Audrey bought seven firearms from five different local gun stores here legally.
Drake says the woman's parents thought she had just one gun and had sold that.
As it turned out, she had been hiding several weapons within the house.
Drake says Hale had been undergoing treatment for an emotional disorder. The woman wrote a long manifesto that mentioned other possible targets besides the Covenant School, where she had been a student years ago. A judge has ruled that former Vice President Mike Pence must testify before the Florida grand jury investigating January 6th and former President Trump's handling of classified documents. Pence has refused to voluntarily testify. He can still appeal that ruling. Another charge against Sam Bankman-Fried, the former head of the failed cryptocurrency firm FTX. He's accused of bribing a Chinese government official with a $40 million payment. This after China froze several accounts worth about $1 billion. Where's your plan? That, again, is the question to House Republicans from President Biden regarding a new federal budget.
The president released his budget 3 weeks ago, and so far all we've seen from Speaker McCarthy and MAGA Republicans in Congress are proposals that would blow up the deficit.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton. Earlier today, McCarthy called on the president to negotiate on raising the debt ceiling. The man who put Muskogee, Oklahoma on the pop culture map more than 50 years ago is being honored in his hometown. Muskogee will be the home of a new statue of country music legend Merle Haggard. It was 1969 when Haggard recorded a live version of his mega hit Okie from Muskogee in the town square. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
More than three dozen migrants have been killed in a fire inside an immigration center in Juarez, Mexico, just across the border from El Paso, Texas. That facility is one of many that are jammed with people seeking to enter the U.S. or who've already requested asylum and are waiting for their cases to be processed. As the U.S. and Mexico work on new ways to cooperate in the war on drugs and guns, one law enforcement leader says it's more about just greed on the part of the drug sellers.
The Mexican cartels have weaponized drugs with the intent to harm Texas residents and destabilize our communities.
That's David Grantham with the Tarrant County, Texas Sheriff's Office. He points to the skyrocketing number of deaths linked to fentanyl.
That number was 10 in 2018 and 2019. That number jumped to 113 in 21.
Grantham contends the cartels are waging war on the U.S. and drugs are the weapon. A new proposed deal would have Mexico crack down on drug labs and smuggling, while the U.S. would do more to stop the flow of guns from the U.S. to Mexico. A federal grand jury in Seattle has indicted nearly 30 people allegedly involved in a big-time drug ring. Prosecutors say many of the suspects are linked to a white supremacist prison gang known as the Aryan Family. In making the bust, agents seized nearly 2 million doses of fentanyl and more than 230 pounds of meth, along with more than 225 guns. Authorities in Seattle say fentanyl accounted for nearly all the overdose cases in the region last year. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.